Hi, I am Vittorio, a program manager in the Azure Active Directory team. In this video, I'm going to give you a lightning-fast introduction to Azure Active Directory. I will also give you a glimpse of some of the new features in Visual Studio 2015, which makes it super easy to use Azure AD in your applications. I will spend a few minutes on introducing Azure AD as a service. Following that, I'll touch on development features Azure AD offers. I will give you a quick demo of a new cool identity feature in VS 2015, and finally, I'll recommend a few sites you can check out for learning more about Azure AD. Azure AD is Active Directory reimagined for the cloud. In a nutshell, it is a modern identity management solution spanning on-premises and cloud, providing you with capabilities you need to secure your solutions. Application access control, federation, identity management, user provisioning, and more. You probably already used Azure AD without even knowing it. Every time you sign in with Office 365 in the Azure portal and similar, you are actually using Azure AD. Azure AD is one of the largest business identity systems on the planet. At the time, there are 4 million organizations using AD. And to give you an idea, in the busiest week to date, we processed 18 billion authentications. That is a big number. What makes this feat possible are very solid fundamentals. Azure AD offers free nines SLA. It has a free X redundancy, and it is deployed on data centers all over the world. And all this power is available to you for securing your own applications. If you are an enterprise, Azure AD helps you to get even more from your investment in AD, providing you with a cloud projection of your directory environment that is available for any cloud-based workload and application form factor that you choose. If you have no previous investment in AD, Azure AD provides you with an enterprise-grade, cloud-only identity system with no on-premises footprint whatsoever, with sophisticated features that until now were only available with significant on-premises investment. If your business is selling software, consider the following. If you integrate Azure AD in your applications, every existing Office 365 customer is literally one click away from becoming your customer too. The same can be said for most Microsoft Business Services today, including Azure and Intune. And what's more, you'll be able to enhance your applications with direct integration with the Microsoft APIs, such as Exchange Calendar, SharePoint Document Library, Directory Graph APIs, Azure Management, all at your fingertips. Concretely, what does it actually mean to develop with Azure AD? Thanks to its comprehensive standard protocol support and extensive developer libraries collection, Azure AD offers direct support for pretty much all the major application types, programming languages, devices, and operating system. Want to write a web app? We got you covered with our OpenAD Connect, OAuth2, WS Federation, and SAML endpoints, with their corresponding developer libraries and the dev tools, for example, for Visual Studio, but also for other IDEs. And if you want to write an application that targets Windows, be it the desktop, the tablet, or the phone, or perhaps iOS, iPhone and iPad, or Android, you have a choice between native libraries that we offer in C#, Objective-C, and Java, and portable libraries that you can use for multi-target solutions. And all development features in AAD are free to use, and all of our libraries are open source. Azure AD surface is extensive. I can't possibly hope to give you a fair representation in the few minutes I have. So to give you an idea of how easily you can take advantage of Azure AD in your applications, I will give you a quick demonstration of a new feature in Visual Studio 2015, which allows you to add AD authentication to an existing web project. Visual Studio 2015 supports the use of multiple Azure AD accounts, reducing the number of times in which you need to enter your credentials. You can manage your accounts through this drop-down. Click on Account Settings. As you can see, there is my personal account that I use for publishing apps on the store, and then I have my business accounts here. I have my Microsoft account from my employer, Microsoft. And then I have one test directory, which, of course, is free, so I can have as many as I want. Let's see how this is actually an advantage and how it makes me more productive. I have this application and I want to protect this existing application with Azure Active Directory. Visual Studio 2015 has a new feature which allows me to do so in just a couple of clicks. And let's do that. As you can see in this menu, I have this new entry, Configure AD Authentication. And if I click on it, I'm brought through a wizard, which will allow me to specify which directory I want to use for protecting this application. And specifically, I want to use my test tenant. Let me write it down. And here I have a list of all the users that I have. Those users already have write abilities on the directory. And so those users have the ability of creating an entry for my app. But Visual Studio already knows about them. And so I will not be prompted for creating this entry. So all I need to do is hit finish. And what will happen here is that Visual Studio will contact Azure Active Directory, and specifically the directory that I specified, and it will create one entry that describes my application, the localhost address that I'm using, everything it needs to know. And then once it's done, as you can see here, it will show me a web page. This web page explains what the wizard created, what are the parts that have been modified in the project, so that if you want to change the defaults, you know exactly where to put your hands. And that's exactly what we are going to do. I'm going to go in my controllers, and for some reason I decide that only authenticated users should be able to access the About controller. And that's all I need to do. At this point, I can just hit F5, and the project that I so modified will come up as soon as I access the controller that I decided to protect. This will trigger an authentication flow. Here, let me sign in as Mario, my test user. And the system will sign you in. And given that this application is new, I never used it before, Azure AD will prompt me with this consent form asking me if I'm okay with the app to access my information. We'll just hit okay. And there you go. We added the authentication using Azure Active Directory and OpenID Connect behind the scenes with just a couple of clicks, so that you did not have to go through the classic flow in which you'd have to land on a portal, create the application entry by hand, and then come back and paste in code from our samples. So this makes me very, very productive. I hope this brief video piqued your curiosity. There is so much more that you can do with Azure AD. To learn more about it, you can visit azure.com/AAD. You can get our libraries and samples on GitHub, and even contribute if you so choose. Thank you for your attention, and happy coding.